You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. This is Ian Shelley. Thank you again for being here, for joining us, for being in the collective energy of the community, in the collective consciousness. It's such an amazing place. It's beautiful to be here. It's amazing to be here with everyone in the community. The Wisdom of the Ancients series, it's about ancient wisdom, what was once known, practices, knowledge, wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, realms, galaxies too. So the theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us, so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings. And we call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. And this particular show is about messages. So we'll get to that in just a moment. It's going to be a very, very special show. Let me introduce our next guest to you. We have Judith Arnley back with us. Judith Arnley is a spiritual mentor who communicates and teaches with the assistance of us, United Souls of Heaven and Earth, a group of non-physical beings who are spiritual teachers. She has been writing angelic messages for many years now and shares this the empowering information live in group settings and as well as one-on-one. And people who attend are profoundly affected by the words and the energy as they actually receive an activation at a deep cellular level. So everyone here on the call is going to receive that deep level of energy impacting them at a cellular level, whether or not you get a personal reading or you just part of the group itself or even listen to replays later on, you'll be getting that amazing activation. Through her role as channel Reiki master, EMF practitioner, and spiritual mentor, Judith helps people to integrate harmony in the body, which creates freedom, inner peace, and empowerment by assisting people to connect with their divine essence and actually feel it in their body. She enables them to truly live the truth of who they are as divine beings. So all of you beautiful divine beings, thank you for being here. It's going to be an amazing show. Judith is going to be channeling messages from us directly to you. So great show. Again, welcome, Judith. Amazing to have you back.
And thank you, Ian. It is lovely to be back. And as always, I feel so honored to be able to be with you and with your community. And I know I said it on our last show, and I'm going to say it again. The theme that you picked for this, and I guess it was the previous one of, you know, vessels of love, light, and service, it just speaks to me, resonates with me. It's so connected with the mission I have in this world and you have in this world, and so many people are feeling that calling. So it's again a perfect divine alignment to be here with you and all the beautiful callers tonight to share. And I also love the way that you said it's about raising the collective consciousness. There's so many people awakening right now and have, you know, this deep passion and feeling coming forward. And I find it really uplifting to see so many people that are stepping out in bigger and bigger ways in their spiritual journeys, their spiritual missions, their, you know, again, expanding their whole way of being. And one of the things Beth talks about all the time, and I know they'll say it tonight, is about we are magnificent light beings. And so many more people are not only feeling that, but really being able to acknowledge it now. So again, I feel privileged and honored and grateful to you that you bring so many of us together for that beautiful divine purpose.
It's my honor. Absolutely. It's my honor. It's my service work. Seva, as it is.
Seva.
Seva. It's my Seva. Yeah. Right. Well, beautiful. You know, so the entire show, virtually the entire show, is going to be Judith channeling direct messages from us. And we'll have Judith mention in just a minute, again, explain to us who is certainly for those of you who might not have heard Judith before or weren't here when she was with us before. But everyone, we are all gonna experience an upgrade of our vibration and our frequency. And as we all know by now, upgrading your vibration is one of the most important things we can do to really accelerate our ascension. So everyone's gonna be benefited in that way simply by being here, by listening and hearing the messages and feeling the maybe not feeling, but having that vibration penetrate your system as Judith channels. And then, of course, the healing will be on both a personal and a group level. Now, this is a channeling call, so our goal is to get through as many people as we can. Start you to raise your hand to ask your question in person. Or if you're not able to be on the phone and you're on the webinar page, then put your name with your location and whatever your question is in the question box. And that'll come across here, and then I can read that, and then Judith will go ahead and channel us. So while we get started, Judith, I know you wanted to do an invocation. I'd like to have everyone understand a little bit more about us. Would you like to do the invocation first, or should we just talk briefly about us so that everyone has a sense?
Yeah, I'd like to share with everyone who us is and quickly and briefly how I connected with them. The us stands for, as Ian said, United Souls of Heaven and Earth, and they are non-physical spiritual teachers, and they speak through me to bring through messages and information to really help the enlightenment of humanity, to create that gateway between the seen and the unseen, and to transmit light energy so that the energy comes through the words, but it also comes through the vibration, and they come through on the vibration of joy. And it took me a while to actually, understand that was the frequency that they come through on. And years ago, when I was in my sort of traditional life, I was a dance teacher, and the tagline for my dance studio was "Experience the joy," and I put it in capital letters, of dance. And now the tagline of my marketing now is just expanded a teeny bit to now experience the joy of life. So unbeknownst to me, they were actually working with me at that time through teaching dance. And then I went through, a number of pretty major losses and tragedies in my life that really opened me up, opened my heart, opened my awareness, and, needed a stronger connection with spirit and started writing. And so when they came through these beautiful messages, and I would write U period S period, your council of light. And I knew that it was coming from somewhere far beyond my conscious awareness. And I could just feel when I wrote the messages delivered to me, the shifts that I was going through, both at a physical level, emotional, mental, all of it. And I just felt this expansion within me. And when I've asked them a number of times, who are they? Where are they from? And they always say, we are you and you are us. And we're all one. And so it's bringing this merging of all of these beautiful divine energies together through our human experience now. And it's, I've traveled the world doing group channels and private channels, and the experience is always this sense of upliftment and a shifting of the energy that keeps us as humans kind of feeling weighed down, and to be able to just really transcend that density and have greater access to our divinity. So there, it's when the channel comes through and the vibration is coming through, people feel it at all types of different levels. And sometimes it actually makes people sleepy, kind of so relaxed that it's because it's working actually below the cognitive level, and it's a transmission of light vibration to our cells. And so it's pretty amazing stuff that happens, even though sometimes we're not even aware of it. That you can feel it in your energy field as an expansion, as well of the energy that we're emitting and exuding, as well as receiving.
Mm. Thank you so much. Well, we are ready to receive. We are ready to receive. So would you like to get everyone ready to receive? Thank you. Thank you.
I would love to do that. And thank you, Ian. And so everybody, just get yourself into a really comfortable position, preferably with no distractions. I know that's not always easy in our everyday lives, but if you can, you know, and just create that space for yourself and be really present. I'm going to start with a 3-minute invocation that activates your divine essence and strengthens that connection. And then from there, we'll just, you know, be open to whoever is meant to come forward to ask their questions, and to know that for every person that has a question or receives a message, that they're a spokesperson for many. So as a group, you're receiving whatever it is that you need from that particular person coming forward, or their situation or their issues. So just get comfortable. And we're going to start with 4 really deep breaths. And knowing that those 4 breaths do connect body, mind, spirit, and heart. And when those 4 work in harmony with each other, it creates a state of well-being and a sense of inner peace. And it is from that place of inner peace that all is possible. Your physical well-being, your emotional balance, your mental clarity, and your spiritual knowing. And now as you're breathing in, just allow yourself to connect with that beautiful divine essence, that place deep inside that only knows joy, love, health, awareness, empowerment, inner knowing, and inner peace. And then on your next breath out, just let go. Letting go of all those old belief systems, thought patterns, conditioning, the denser energies of doubt, worry, fear, anxiety, whatever it is, knowing that all those have served you. It's just now time to give conscious permission for the denser energies to be released from your mind, from your body, and right out of your energy system. And as these denser energies leave, it creates a space now that can be filled up with the higher vibrational energy, the energy of the truth of who you are in all of your glory and magnificence. So now as you're breathing in, just allow yourself to feel what that feels like from the inside, to feel your truth, to feel your empowerment, and to feel your divine essence. Because that is where all of your guidance comes from. It always has, and it always will. Just breathe and feel. Dearest beautiful beings of light, we are the united souls of heaven and of earth, and it brings us great delight to be in the presence of such magnificent light beings who have chosen to be on this earth at this time and to be in service, as many of us in the other dimensions are also in service. It is multidimensional, so as each of you expand your consciousness, raise your vibration, you are having a profound effect on us as well, all of the non-seen spiritual teachers that have come forward at this time to support the evolution of humanity into a more enlightened state and to live in harmony with each other from within. So it is always a great honor to share our words, to share our energy, and to support each and every one of you on your path of awakening, on your path of expansion, on your path of being the light being that you're here to be. And you've heard those words many times through many spiritual teachers. It is about being, dear ones, not doing. When you embody the fullness of your divine expression in whatever form that may be, whether it's something very simplistic, an everyday expression of who you are, as a family member, as an employee, it matters not, dear ones. It matters what you are feeling on the inside that comes forth through those expressions. And it is time now. There is a great shift happening as you are going through your next few months of a very accelerated increased activation at a deep, deep, deep cellular level. For those who are ready, for those who know that they're here to be of service, that know they're already anchoring light, that know that they are divine beings. And so you will feel within these next few months a great expansion and acceleration of all that you have tweaked into before and may not have had the details. You will now start to receive the details that are bubbling to the surface for you from your own cellular memories of what you are here to bring forth on your earth at this time. So we are very honored to be with you in this beautiful sacred energy at this time to support you on your journey. And we welcome our connection with you. So we are open to your questions.
Thank you. Well, let's start with Lena from Stockholm. And Lena is asking a general question. I look forward to anything US wants to bring to my attention. Thank you.
Lena, you are such a beautiful being. You have had such an expression of compassion and kindness in your everyday life, and it is time now for you to step forward in a way where you can tangibly bring that compassion to others. So it may be volunteer work. It may be, I don't necessarily see these as healing, healing energies, healing modalities. It is your essence that you are bringing forward at this time, in service to others by your beautiful, compassionate heart. So stepping out in a way of volunteering, would be a great service both to you and to others, Lena.
Thank you. Let's go to Pat from Mississauga, Ontario. Pat has been experiencing many modalities over the last 3 years, and I'll cut through the chase here. I have not been able to sense energy or increase any ability despite working with a lot of modalities. Is there anything wrong?
Interesting question, Pat. Wrong is a human concept. And if you feel that there is something wrong, then that's actually where the holdup is. You have the modalities that you have taken are interweaving with each other. There's not one modality that you're meant to step forward with. It is all of them weaving in to make a unique expression that you bring forward in what you do. So we would really encourage you to let go of the word wrong. You get to choose which one brings you the most joy, which one you feel passionate about. And we don't actually see it as one. We see it as a melding of the many things that you have done, and to just to offer it, just to say, this is what I choose to do, and that it is unique to you, Pat. And that this is actually a message for many light workers at this time, is that it's not one expression, one modality, one job, one career. Right now, there's a great melding of many, many, many aspects of you that are coming together to create a stronger whole and a more confident way of moving forward.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to Brooke from Milwaukee. Hi, Judith. Thanks for taking my question. Can you tell me if US has a message for me?
Brooke from Milwaukee. Let us just tune in for a second here. Yes, Brooke, you actually are a very grounded person, and that serves you well in your everyday life. One of the things that many light workers are experiencing is an ungroundedness. For you, you're actually very grounded, and this the shifts that you're going through are actually to help you lighten up, to feel the melding more of your spiritual self with the grounded practical self of your expression of that way of being in the world. So celebrate your groundedness and allow yourself to fly a little bit, to soar, to float, to reach sort of higher dimensions, realities, possibilities that don't always fit in a structure. So allowing yourself to bring through, there's actually something very new coming through for you in your own internal guidance system. You're surrounded, actually, Brooke, by many beautiful guides and beings, and they're asking you to use that groundedness that you have to allow yourself to bring through and be, actually, whom was showing me, to be a channel of light and allowing that likeness in your everyday life, in how you see your own life.
Thank you. Staying on the web, Martha from Allen, please help. I have a tremor in my left hand that seems to be getting worse. Can you tell me the cause of it and how to resolve it?
Was it Alma?
Martha from Allen.
Sorry, Martha. Martha from Allen. Maybe tune in here. Martha, you are going through a very intense electrical upgrade of your system. The tremors are high velocity electrical energy moving through your body. And yes, always check it out with the medical system. Many of these symptoms that you're experiencing are temporary. So as you tap in to, again, that internal guidance, and the tremors are showing you the amount of energy that's moving through your body right now, and for you, it actually is being more grounded now to bring through it's very high, light energy is very highly intense energy when it goes through our systems, and your system is adapting to the higher vibrational energy. So we see you massaging it and to actually pulling the energy down your arm and out your hand. and very gently and very lovingly to help move the energy that may be getting blocked in that area of your body. And just very, 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 very gently caressing that arm and moving the energy out your hand at the same time as seeing the light coming through you through to the center of the earth, so that it is actually moving through your body.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Old Saybrook, 1770, the last four digits of your phone number. Old Saybrook, you're alive.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hello, how are you? This is Colette.
Colette?
Hi, Colette. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I'm putting my earbuds on, so it's just a sort of delay there. Okay, you can all hear me better. Okay,
there,
thank
that's
you.
Better.
Yes, I know. Okay, well, this is wonderful. I was kind of almost dozing off. I was like in another little world there. Yeah,
you were.
This is wonderful.
You
really
were in
is.
Another world, Colette.
Okay, so I think there is a theme here, and I will say that I'm very aware that of all the healing techniques are made I've learned, or even my own intuition, my own development of my abilities, like intuition of my spiritual gifts and all that, that it is like a melting pot for me, my own unique gift. And I've also been very aware that I've been having to just really take it easy the last few years with all the energies and stuff like that and rest a lot. And so my question to you is, right now I'm lying down because I can only do so much in a day, I guess, these days. But anyhow, I just was wondering what this year, this particular year for me, energy, or maybe we could just say winter, this winter, what do I need to know for my being, myself, and taking care of me? And also what can I... Any suggestions of what of my developing my abilities and of I don't even know how to phrase it. I think you know what I mean. It's just like how can I feel I'm enough. I don't want to go and act like I need to develop more.
Yeah.
So that's it.
No.
Okay.
No, we concur with that. There's no more that you need to do or to your courses to take or You're in a very deep integration process right now, Colette. Yeah, and you're integrating. Yeah, that's what's happening. And so when you said that about the rest, that's ultimately your mission right now is when you're in stillness, all that you've learned, all that you've done, all that you've experienced has the opportunity to integrate. Yes, it's lovely to learn more. There's so many new modalities available to healers and light workers right now. For you, I really feel that you have gotten exactly what you need, and it's to now let it integrate, feel it. Like, actually, it's not a cognitive thing anymore. Now it is your way of beingness. So, yes, and this happens for many light workers is, because of the passion, and you want to learn more, and you want to do more, and you want to help more, that you actually get spread pretty thin. And now
I agree.
you feel like you're spread really thin, and your energy is going in many different ways. So now just collect them all back in again. Just collect.
Yeah.
You know, wherever they've gone, whether they're to other people or to, you know, courses, whatever, take this time. I see for the winter, you're just kind of, you know, bringing in this piece of yourself and that piece of yourself and just kind of getting like a puzzle, bringing it all together so that you have the fullest expression of who you are, and that this time is really necessary, not just for your spiritual awareness, but also for your health. to give yourself this time. And this, you know, goes against the grain of many people because of wanting to do and achieve, and you know that's how we show who we are as achievements. But no, you show who you are by self-honoring, and I feel that's what the winter is for you.
Wonderful. That's exactly what I would like. I would like exactly. I just do need to put some of the energy out there for bringing a livelihood. I'd like not to be able to do much personally, but there I do have my. No, it's not that bad. I do have some clients. I got some clients for the healing, and then my other thing I've been doing forever to make income. But anyhow, thank you so much.
How
I feel. Honoring it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Honoring it. And you will, your strengths will actually be the attraction then for more clients.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Alexandria, Minnesota. 45774, the last four digits. Alexandria, Minnesota. You're on live.
Hi. Hi, Judith and Ian. This is Lois.
Lois?
And I? Yes, Lois.
Hi, Lois.
And I have a question on my health.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with health issues for a number of years, but the last 4 years have been, it's been worse. In the last couple of years, it's like overwhelming. I have extreme fatigue, and it's like I really just don't hardly have energy to do anything. And I was wondering if you have any information for me.
Yes, and we all again always preface it with always following up if you feel there is a medical issue. We do not see anything major in your system. Again, it's this the word we're getting is processing. You're processing. Not just information right now. There's other things that you feel that are going on in your life that are just, again, processing through both your mind as well as your physical biology. And when that happens, there is a like an internal shutdown so that you only need to take through as much information as you can in the moment. And so the best thing for you to do would be to choose very carefully what energies you expose yourself to. Again, whether they're environmental or whether they're, you know, into relationships, again, family, people, coworkers, but to actually, what we're really feeling for you is to, as you make more conscious choices in the types of energies that you put yourself in, your health will actually start to improve because it will allow your energy to vibrate at a higher rate. So part of the fatigue is being in energies that you don't necessarily want to be in. So knowing that you can change that at basically every moment of every day. And some choices are not as easy as others, but you can, we really support you to make the choices that actually really serve you, and you'll feel that the change in your body almost instantly. And so they are, the energies that are, we could say draining you, are still a conscious choice on your part so that you can find that empowerment from the inside of you to say, yes, I will do this. No, I will not do that. This is how I'm going to live. You know, you're welcome to live the way you want. It's a self-empowerment energy that's being asked of you right now to really, really embrace.
Okay. I guess the one thing with that, I have really been doing that for quite some time, and I'm not really out and about with people or doing things that I feel I'm very sensitive, empathic,
yes,
as far as picking up things from other people. So I have been really minimizing the amount of stuff that I'm exposed to. So
I hate to cut you off there, but you know, possibly that would be like one-on-one work maybe that you need to do with Judith. Unfortunately, we've got to keep it moving there.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you off, but I do need to move on to some others.
Okay, thank you, Lois.
And yes, I'd be more than happy to support you to understand what else is happening.
Okay.
Thank you. Much love. Bye now. Okay, great. Let's go to California. Sunlin Tayunga, California. 5893. Welcome. Hi there.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Judith.
Hi.
I appreciate that information you gave about the tremors in the left hand. I'm doing that too, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been pulling a lot of energy into my body, and that's probably why I'm getting tremors. But some of my recent training has me traveling on a path of me reaching into the darkness and bringing light to those places. And I'm experiencing some doubt and what the truth is regarding certain things and how to proceed. That's kind of taken me off my path, and I seem to be getting in my own way and would appreciate input on this. But I'm also considering doing some energetic work with alleviating the sexual trade involving women and children. And I'm not sure of my approach yet and would like input if possible on that. But I want to move through my doubt before I start doing any of that.
Okay. And tell me your name. I didn't catch your name at the beginning.
Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. You have a great calling. The fact that you are even considering working or doing energy work with what you call the darkness, it's for you to know so deeply within your core of your being, Lynn, that you are light. So as you know that you are light, if you turn a light on in a dark room, there's no more darkness. That's the piece for you right now, is to know so deeply, so unequivocally, that you talked about doubts, is to say to yourself, I'm the light, and I shine the light, and I focus it on the situation that need light. So it's not about focusing it on a situation that's dark, because that brings up fear or worry or doubt. Focus your light on situations that need light. And yes, there are many of them that are coming up in the external world, for people in the internal, their internal worlds, and it is for clearing. And that's exactly what's happening. All of this has come to the surface. So the sexual trade has been going on forever. It's now just really noticeable. So that's your calling. If you feel that's your calling, you can shift this energetically. And we're saying this to you, Lynn, and we're actually saying it to all that are listening. This is the most powerful tool you have, is to shine your light on situations that need light. You can shift, whether it's a weather pattern, whether it is something out in the world that feels out of balance, that knowing that they're all happening for a reason, for people like you to really acknowledge who you are and your contribution to the evolution that's going on and the great shift that's going on right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to Park City, Utah. 9878, Park City, Utah, you're on live.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
And
Terry.
Yes, and I'm in Northern California at this time. And
okay.
I was wondering if you could share with me anything that I need to know the highest good at this time for me. I'm kind of in transition. Kind of a lot.
Kind of, I was just going to start with that. It's kind of a lot. Let me tune in here. The message for you, Perry, is that transition is actually a very powerful thing to go through, and transition is becoming the new norm. So as you can embrace more of the transition that you're in, you will have more energy to focus on, again, what it is that you want. Again, this feels like a message for many of the callers, is bringing it back to what is it that you want. So the transition that you're in currently is like leading you to a something greater than you could know at this point. So as you are moving through the changes, they become easier when you have an awareness that you are actually moving into something much greater than what you're experiencing in this moment.
Yes. Okay, I know that there's something big coming up, but then
yes.
The patience.
The patience.
All
yes.
right. Just
yes.
want to
yes.
make sure I wasn't making it up. Oh,
no.
I am.
No.
Okay.
No, you are not making it up. There is there is something very lovely that is just out in. Very, just outside of your energy field, that's on its way in.
Lovely.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you
Thanks,
so much
Terry.
For your time. I appreciate
okay.
it.
You're
Thank
very,
you.
Very welcome.
Bye now. All right. Let's go back to the web for a while. And got lots of questions there. So we're just going to be guided. And so this is Brian from El Segundo. Hi, I lost my wife last year and wanted to know how she is and if she has anything she'd like me to know. Any advice? Yeah, any advice?
Hey, Ryan? She wants you to know that she does walk with you, and that you can speak to her and talk to her anytime that you so desire. She is this is showing me that she's one of your biggest cheerleaders, and that you actually do feel her presence around you all the time, and to know that you are able to be with her, walk with her. She's showing me she's walking with you, and to take you into your next phase of your life. And and she's also helping you she's saying to write your experiences, Ryan, that this is actually very important both for you as well as for others, to write the experiences that you've had, not just around her death, but actually the experiences you're having now around her presence.
Thank you. Okay, appreciate that. Let's go to Amanda from Hobart, Australia, also on the web. Hi, Judith. I would love it if you could shed some light on my business. and the best way to move forward. I have lots of ideas, but get stuck in knowing which way to go first. Any guidance would be welcomed. Amanda from Hobart, Australia.
Hi, Amanda. We see is doing, there are a number of things that you were doing in your business, and that again, to move forward is always choosing the one that you are most aligned with, that brings you the most joy, that you're the most passionate about. And as you do that, then the choices actually get easier, because you are not pursuing what is not serving you any longer. So when you sit quiet, just take a breath, sit quiet, and it's ultimately about feeling inside and allowing your connection to your divine essence that shows you what is the most important thing for you, and what feels good. It's all about feeling. So as you are feeling what's happening on the inside of you, what's calling you, then things will show up in your exterior, in external world, to be able to take actions on those.
Okay, thank you. This is Diane from Indio. Hi, Judith. I've been feeling an urgent need, urgent in capital letters, need to get my mission out into the world. Exclamation point. All right, we're with you, Diane. We hear you. Any help with what your channels can see would help me at this time. So any help for Diane from Indio?
From India?
Indio, which is in
Indio.
Palm Springs area, I think.
Okay. The fact that you use the word urgent is says a lot for that you already know that you've actually been doing this. So what's happening right now is there's the shifts and changes that are happening on a cosmic level for you are creating that urgent feeling that you've actually been downloaded with a new frequency that is taking you, it's like a new direction that's happening for you to be able to step out in a bigger way. It's like you are on the forefront. You have a team behind you, assistants, supporters that are really helping you to be out front, to be like a speaker or a teacher, something to be out there in a big way. And so the reason you're feeling the urgency is it is time, and you have much support both on the physical realm. I see, like there's just a team around you, as well as there is amazing non-physical cosmic support for you to be out there in a much bigger way than what you've been doing, and that's why you're feeling the urgency right now, and the timing is perfect for you right now. So take any action that you choose to take as a step forward, and to put yourself out there, because you're ready, your support is ready, and the divine timing is now for you. That's why you're feeling the urgency.
Great. Okay, Sydney from Farringdon, UK. Why do I have so many unnerving symptoms with my heart? Palpitations, shudders, flutters, pressure, etc. What do I need to do to clear them all? Thank you.
Sydney, the very first thing is to just breathe. The energy is so accelerated for all light workers again, and I'm going to take this time now to just allow all of you on the call to just breathe. When we come together in a group like this, the energy automatically is accelerated, and our physical bodies respond to that. So everybody on the call, just take a moment and breathe in the energy. Allow yourselves to receive. The body is, palpitations are one of the very specific things that happen when the energy gets accelerated, when the vibration raises. So, Sydney, you are going through a vibrational upgrade. We call it a boost. When you start to really feel exaggerated symptoms, heart palpitations, oftentimes the twitching in the body, muscle spasms, there's many, many symptoms that happen. Again, always check it out medically. The physical bodies are doing the best to acclimatize to these higher vibrational energies. And so as you acknowledge that, first of all, that's the big thing for you, Sydney, is to acknowledge that you've gone through a vibrational upgrade. And when you acknowledge that and accept the fact that you have shifted, you already have shifted, that you now have access to a greater knowing and teachings. There's teachings for you that are coming through you, and it's part of the raising of the vibration, is so that you have access now to a wider expanse of teachings that you are able to offer to others. So the symptoms of the heart palpitations is to, you have the ability to calm that down, to literally put your hand on your heart center, taking deep breaths, and then it's like a, again, almost a massage or a caress to help move the energy. And it, part of it is the heart opening that is happening at the same time. And so, again, this is a, you know, this is part of the transmission that happens for many light beings, is to have the body is so accelerated that it feels like it's almost shaking. And the best way is to breathe it down, to smooth it out with your hand, and to know that you are going through a beautiful, beautiful change of an upgraded in your vibration.
Okay, thank you so much for also doing that for the group. Really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, let's do this. There are some people on the phone, I think, today who maybe didn't get to hear about how they can work with you privately. And we'll get back to the messages, the channeled messages. But I wanted to take a brief moment to have Judith share with you most particularly around how you can work with her privately. So you've got a sense of the work that Judith and us can do and the information that comes through. But Judith, if you wouldn't mind, tell people now about your private session. So most people who were on the phone last time you were here did hear about the package A and then package B, but since this is specifically around channeling, I wanted to have you talk to people about the private session. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button. You'll see the button on the page. You'll be taken to a web page and scroll down to the package B, which is actually the private session with Judith and us. And then you'll get this link as well. If you're not able to look at it right now, you'll get it tonight. So if you're feeling the beckoning or the calling to work with Judith, you'll definitely get the link a little bit later on. Won't be too long tonight. And you'll be able to book a session there. But Judith, if you could tell people what your session entails.
Thank you, Ian. Yes, it's interesting because it, when I used to do sessions before, it was like there was, you know, Judith and us, and now it's a much greater meld of them and me as one. So oftentimes when someone shares an experience, they're sharing something that is going on in the collective. So it is, they get a message and they get a transmission through their body of an upgrade, a vibrational upgrade that's going on. Actually very similar to our last caller, that when we do it for ourselves in a session, it has a profound effect on those we connect with on a personal level, energetically, how we react to them. But it also has a profound effect on a much bigger, again, global, universal, really. So in a session, we are together. A person will talk about their issues or their intentions or whatever, and then through our the transmission from us. The energy is happening at a cellular level. Sometimes what people are aware of what's happening. Sometimes they get just very, very relaxed. And it is about shifting their energy and being able to focus on what's the next step for them, what's the next sort of phase in their own spiritual evolution and development, and to have a greater perspective of their own personal situations and challenges. We all have them. It doesn't matter how many years anybody has been on a spiritual path walking in a human body, there's always things that will come up, health issues, relationship issues, and it has to do with how we are balancing those as to how you're able to move forward in a balanced way, no matter what's happening. So us actually is able to shift things at a cellular level for people just by their presence, through their words, through my words, and to have at the end of the session, people always talk about how they feel so much lighter. As you shift energy, you shift how you see a situation and perspective, then you're able to be more effective in all areas of your life. And that's the joy and the challenge of being in a human body, is there's always something to be aware of for our greatest expansion of our consciousness, and in sessions, that happens all the time.
Okay, thank you. All right, so you're available for private sessions, one-on-one sessions with us, and mm-hmm. Regardless of the person's quote-unquote issue. You know, we've had callers today talk about health. We've had people talk about business. So us can provide answers to all of those questions.
Yes. Yeah. So my sessions are an hour. So with an hour, we can go into great deeper depth. So as people are sharing what their situations or the questions are, their circumstances, then we can go into great more depth in each of their questions and their situations.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. All right, everyone. So that's available. You can take a look at that either now if you're looking, or later on when you get that link, and you can see if you want to take a look at that and read. And then that is available for scheduling if you feel resonate with this and you'd like to book a session with Judith. Great. Well, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to 3651. This is going to be from Cookeville, Tennessee. 3651, the last four digits of the phone number.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, welcome.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name's Michelle, and I was just wondering if us had any direction or words of encouragement. I do a lot of work and trying to move forward and finding my place and purpose.
Mm-hmm, Michelle. One of the very first things that is the word work, is to let go of the word work. You've actually done much already, and to be able to let go of that word work and just allow yourself to create. So whatever it is that you're moving forward with, is you're creating it. You know, it's not about having to work at it, Michelle. And then you can, again, have a greater access to the energy from within you that is moving you forward.
Okay, thank you. I guess the old saying, all work and no play, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And work is a very old energy. It's still within our cellular being. It's still within our, our conditioning is to work hard, and it's not about that anymore. It is about creating with joy, with ease, with grace, with passion, with purpose, all of that. So this, you know, this message has come up a number of times through the calls tonight, and it really is about, it's not about pushing hard, it's not about working hard. I've had the same experience myself, Michelle. It's just that it is about, being able to do it with a much greater ease and allowing spirit to help you, your spirit to help you, your guides to help you, rather than having to do it all yourself. And I feel like that's a really big message for you, as well as, again, for many on the call, is that this can be a whole lot easier than what we're making of it. You know, this pushing hard, working hard. There is, in the new energy and these new vibrations, it's all about alignment. And I feel for you that it's a very small tweak right now that's happening, just a shift that you are able to make to change from working hard. And it's not even about, you know, working hard to playing hard. It's not about that. It is about you are able to create with much more ease and grace than you're giving yourself credit for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Much love. All right. Let's go to Massachusetts. We're going to 9801 Westboro, Massachusetts. Oh, where'd you go? Wait a minute.
You lost him?
No, it was me. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, you're live.
Hi,
we got you back.
Is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Yep. I'm so happy you called on me. I was getting very sleepy. I'm so relaxed listening to your call and identifying with so many things that are being said. I feel like I've been getting a vibrational upgrade, and I'm very much in a transformative time. And I am looking to get the question I have is, what is the best way for me to share my passion for the arts? To spread love and light in the world.
And how are you doing that in this moment right now, Michelle? As an artist?
My passion currently is working with primarily sea glass, genuine sea glass, and I do jewelry making, but I'm really looking to expand in the area of teaching to both adults and children. I have been doing it for about a year, and I'm trying to figure out new ways to expand that and to also put the energy of spirit in my work when I'm making them myself.
There you go. Okay. It was interesting because I got the word philanthropy, and it's about, so the teaching part of it is, as soon as you said teaching, it really highlighted. As an artist, you get great joy and passion from making things. But the teaching end of it is actually where you're being called. And mm-hmm. being involved in the arts, it's actually about seeing you in a, I don't know whether it's an art gallery or a teaching, but also, again, the word philanthropy has really big in your energy field right now. So it has to do with possibly connecting with people who have a lot of money to contribute to the arts. There's a connection between the not just creating the art or the jewelry, because you do that already really well, and you're already infusing whatever thing, anything that you make, you're already infusing it with energy. You're very, very aware of that. Your next step in all of this is connecting with people who have a lot of money to support the arts. And I actually see that through teaching. There's people coming into a class of yours that are really passionate about the art. So the two get mixed together, the teaching and the philanthropy in some way.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
oh,
Marianne.
You're very welcome, Marianne.
Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Tallahassee, Florida. Tallahassee, and it's 0479.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My question is related to the mind-body-spirit connection, and I know that's really important for spiritual growth and development, which I so desperately want to get to, but yet I seem to feel like I sometimes sabotage myself with not making healthy choices for what I eat, mm-hmm. what I drink. I'm wondering how can I get past that, or and what's that about?
Okay, tell me your name.
It's Amy.
Amy. Thank you, Amy. First of all, the word sabotage is, you may perceive it that way. That's not actually what's happening. And again, it's a lot of this old energy is still coming up in the way that you're thinking about yourself or the way that you're perceiving yourself. And as you let go of that word sabotage, because it's like you are, you know, doing something really mean and cruel to yourself. And yes, you maybe making choices you'd rather not be making as far as eating or whatever. And that's a human thing. As you tap deeper into the spiritual aspect of yourself, and you said body, mind, spirit, and we'd like to add on heart, because you actually have a beautiful, beautiful heart, Amy. And when you tap into that energy, your focus seems to have been a lot on the body. And as you focus into your heart energy, you will actually feel your consciousness change in a way that will be more honoring of your body. So it's taking the focus on off of, oh, don't do this or do that, or don't eat this or don't eat that, because it keeps you in a lower vibration. As you actually connect with your own heart energy, so when you talk about body, mind, spirit, add on the word heart, and actually in the special offer that we have, the invocation that I did at the beginning is for that purpose, is to connect body, mind, spirit, and heart so that they're all working in harmony with each other and not fighting against each other. Because I feel that's why you think you're sabotaging yourself, but you're not actually. You just let go of that word and focus on the beautiful heart energy that you're exuding out. and the body and body, mind, and spirit will actually start to come into harmony more easily without a lot of thinking or doing.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So let's go back to the web for a couple of more questions. So Melly, we're holding space for you, you know. I feel resistant to everything at this time. I don't want to work on, be on time, be responsible. I just want to go play. I'm done with this world. So what's happening to Melly?
Melly. It's you speak the words for many light workers. Again, it's because of the letting go of the old world. That old, it's almost like we were talking before, letting go of the word work, you know, sabotage, any of those old energy words. Because as a divine being, you're already free, and that's the energy that you're tapping into. And resistance again is another, you know, yes, you know, we feel resistant to what's expected and what's not expected, and it's for you now to just again let go of the word resistance and focus all of your energy on freedom. When you think of freedom, when you think of in your mind, it'll automatically have a biological chemical reaction in your body. That then creates the feeling and the, you know, exudes out in your energy field. And it's not about having to, you know, chuck it all or leave this world, or it's about finding that new way of being that's the expression of Nelly, as a free spirit, and you'll still take care of your life and you'll still, you know, be the beautiful expression out there. But it's with a very different perspective of who you are in that. So the resistance is actually coming up to show you that you absolutely can let that go and shift into the energy of freedom. It's a conscious choice, and I really support you, Nelly, to just choose it in this moment, the next moment, the moment after that, before you go to sleep at night, when you wake up in the morning. And again, this is one of the messages that's for everybody. Human life has many demands and obligations, and when you focus on the energy of freedom from within, then that's what you create on the outside as well.
Thank you. All right, this is Anita from Albuquerque. Can you tell me what I'm doing in my sleep? I wake up with all my covers on the floor.
Anita.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's see. I'm very interested to see what else has to say about this one.
It's, again, much processing during your sleep at nighttime. The body is literally throwing off, it's like you're throwing off your covers, but you're throwing off energy. It's like your body is, I can see, again, just energy pulling, you know, being literally thrown off your body as with each kind of roll and toss and turn. And again, it may feel like turmoil, the tossing and the turning and the whatever's going on to throw the covers on the floor, but it is actually the energy of it's releasing, but it's also bringing forth with each release that happens, there's a underlying getting the word confidence energy that's being coming to the surface with each little throw off of energy that's happening for you. Nighttime is a very powerful time for processing of energy. And one of the things I always recommend is clearing energy first thing in the morning is to use whatever method you would use to clear energy smudging, or I use Ping Sha's to be able to clear out the energy and then start new, fresh in the morning. It actually feels like it's a very powerful thing that's going on for you at night, so that you, shifting of a lot of old energy to making space for the new. So it feels like a pretty amazing process that's happening for you, Anita.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to the phone again. Let's go to Somerset, Kentucky, and 6077. Somerset, Kentucky, you're live on the phone.
Okay, hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if I was going to, anyway. Well, thank you so much for picking up the phone for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I would just like to know the most important thing I need to know right now for the furtherance of my soul's growth.
And can you tell me your name?
My name's Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Do you need my last name?
No. I just like to fill into the energy of who you are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you have big energy, Charlotte, two things are happening here. There's much downloading that's happening for you. You're receiving amazing energy and information right now, and it is for you to share it.
Oh,
so are you doing any kind of, are you doing any kind of journaling, writing? There's, again, what they showed me when I looked at your energy was this kind of sprinkling, sprinkling of, sounds silly, but sparkly energy coming down through your energy field. And that's always an indication that you're being given information, so that you can bring it forward in some way.
Yes, I do. Well, every time I communicate with my higher self, I do write it down. I write it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And any information that does come through to me, I share a lot of it.
Good. Okay.
And I actually had something magical happen yesterday. I was thinking about not staying in a group, and then there was, I think this group was there hopefully to help me to work through the fear of abandonment and rejection, and they triggered me this weekend. And then I went upstairs and I cleared all of that out. And when I went back, I mean, it all happened in such a way that they want me to speak at the next workshop.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
So that was wonderful. That felt really good yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was sharing a lot of information with them.
Good. This is you're going through really amazing clearings, but you're as things are clearing, whether it's an issue like you said of abandonment, you are actually, if something leaves, you're getting something new, and it's the new that they're really asking you to share. So it's not about focusing on all our fears and our worries, but you've cleared space. And something new came in for you to share, and to they're saying to continue to share and to write it down and to share it in whatever form that you are able to do, whether it's a group, whether it's you know, 101, but there's beautiful new information coming through you, Charlotte.
Yes, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
You say thank you, thank you, thank you, and appreciation and gratitude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There
all
you
right,
go.
Charlotte. Much
you
love.
Go, girl.
Shine
yep.
your light. Shine your light.
Yep.
We'll
you.
Feel it. We'll mm-hmm. feel it. Absolutely. Well, let's go to London because I know it's like what time in London right now? It's probably like
ooh,
1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've got the name, Maxine. I'm sure Maxine, you'll tell us. What time is it in London right now?
It's 1:20 in the morning.
Oh, well, look, I mean, how can we go through the show and not pick you
not,
at 1:20
yeah.
in the morning?
You're very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you. Nope,
you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Direct.
Can you, Maxine, we can't hear you. Can you make sure that you close down like everything else that's taken up bandwidth on your computer because we can't hear you.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
No.
So just speak slowly.
Is that better?
Like one sentence at a time. Oh goodness!
No.
Can you put your question in the webinar box?
Yeah,
it's not better. I thought it was better, but it's not.
No, we're only getting one or two words, Maxine. But what I'm getting is, if you
is that any better?
No,
if that's any better.
Nope. Yeah, you came in really clear. So what they're showing me is to just sit back for a moment. It's not about the words right now. It really is about receiving the transmission. So just allow yourself to open up to the energy and just receive. Remember that you're getting this at a cellular level. And oftentimes when we get technological disruptions like this, it's because they want us to get out of our head and just receive the transmission of the energy. So take a deep breath. And again, this is for everyone on the call. Just receive. Take a breath and whether you visualize the energy, you know, moving through your body, but it's not just at a physical level. This is truly at a cellular level that the shifts and the changes are happening. And when we get in our head about it, it slows it down. Maxine is saying they're very honored that you stayed up as late as you did to be with us here and to know that you are actually anchoring light over in London and you are just visualize yourself it just emanating out from you where you are. That was your purpose for being on this call with us tonight, is to anchor light there in England.
Mm.
So thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Maxine. Yeah, we could feel your spirit. And so sorry.
Yeah,
we
totally can feel you. Yeah.
Conversation with you. But yeah, we definitely felt your spirit when you came on the call. And I was really, you know, just hearing your voice was, you know, that vibration. I think everyone heard that. But we couldn't hear, but beautiful process. Thank you so much, Judith and us,
mm-hmm.
for channeling for the benefit of the entire group.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably...
That was for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, with that, we're going to bring this to an end. So mm-hmm. everyone received that vibration. Everyone received the
yeah.
benefit of that channel, that activation right at the end, right down to the cellular
mm-hmm.
level. So
right down, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think that's an appropriate way for us to wrap up this particular session. It's been wonderful having you on the show. It's been wonderful having you channel us. So thank you so much for your gifts and bringing us into our world, into our realm, and certainly for taking all the time, certainly almost an hour and a half, towards, you know, the community and sharing knowledge and wisdom and insights, and certainly a lot more than that on an energetic level. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. And I'd just like to let people know that for those who did not get on the call, you were still receiving the transmission at the cellular level. You may have felt sleepy. Some people conk right out. So know that a lot of energy work was taking place. So please take time afterward to have some quiet time to allow the energy to integrate and to drink water. It's like you've had a whole energy treatment here tonight. So drink lots of water and be really, really nurturing with yourself and have as much quiet time as possible afterwards. So I'm just so grateful to have had the opportunity and wish that I could have spoken to more of you. So, you know, look forward to connecting with more of you again.
Exactly. Beautiful. Yeah. So everyone, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, as you know by now, if we didn't get to you personally, the universe uses the speakers and everyone who's calling in to disseminate that information and that energy. So everyone gets touched in some way. We're part of the collective. We all get touched. There's no way you're not touched. So, but keep on coming, and we will certainly, you know, during these shows, get to as many people as we can, because I know that's one of the things that you really, really enjoy about this program is that it is live, and then we are able to get to the questions, and you can have your personal questions answered. But that's all for now. So thank you, Judith. Really appreciate you being here, and thank you for channeling us.
No, you're so welcome, Ian, and thank you to everybody out there, and just keep on shining your light, everybody.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. Beautiful souls, beautiful light, beautiful wayshowers, all of you making the difference and the impact in the world. You know, sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's not so hard, but it's always a choice that we make. And so I just bow down to every single one of you for making that choice to be the positive light that you are in the world. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, the ancient ones. We thank the United States souls of heaven and earth. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. See you again. Bye now.
Yes. Much love to everybody.